Hey guys, Tola here on December 16, 2014. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch me out on social on @RichTola or catch all the shows on my website, richtola.com. Let's first get started with a quick celebrity shout out. We're going to Russia with love over to Mickey Rourke, 62-year-old boxer. Actor, remember him in the 1986 film 9 1/2 Weeks with Kim Basinger? Loved him in that. Well, he's over in Russia now boxing. Did you hear about this? He was fighting a 29-year-old guy by the name of Elliot Seymour, and Seymour claims he took a fall in the second round, which it looks like he did. Well, fortunately, he says that Mickey Rourke didn't know anything about it. It was his people that arranged for this fall for him to make $15,000. Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, Mickey's looking pretty good, but I got one thing to say. Why don't you pick on someone your own age, like Sylvester Stallone? On that note, let's go around the globe for the latest news. We're calling this first one Fact or Fiction. Did you guys hear about this? In Manhattan, a high school kid, Stock Whiz, who claims to have made $72 million by trading stocks on his lunch hour. Yeah, can you believe it? Muhammad Islam. I mean, I can't believe it. Well, guess what? It turns out it's all bullshit. Yeah, it was all the rage in, on Facebook, and it was on the cover of the New York Post. But guess what? The kid only made 72 cents by trading his lunch money for an old school Twinkie. Yeah, how about this next story? We're calling it It's a Miracle. Talk about miracles. How about this? A 43-year-old man, Italian man, who was left in a coma for 40 days and then 4 weeks in a vegetative state after a horrible accident 2 years ago, a car crash that left him unable to speak. Well, guess what? Doctors gave him this anti-anxiety drug, mitoxazolam, and he woke up. Yeah, they asked him why. They said, do you have any idea why you were in a coma? And he said, yeah, because I was trying to get cast in the new Dumb and Dumber movie. All right, and this last one, we're calling it Believe It or Not, like kind of like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Did you guys hear about this? It takes place in San Francisco, right? Alcatraz Prison Island. I mean, that was a story from 1962. Three guys attempted, and they did get off the island. They say it could have been possible, right? I mean, movies are made about this. Clint Eastwood made a movie. There was The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. I mean, all sorts of movies spawned out of this breakout from 1962. And now they're saying it's possible that these guys could have made it 1.5 miles to the mainland. It would have taken an Olympic effort. But guess what? They said it's possible. Well, I know for certain that it's possible because I was born in 1963. So hey, what? Dad, you got to come clean now.
And speaking of islands, let's go over to the Get Your Shit Together Award, which takes place on an island, one of the most famous islands of all time, the island of Manhattan. I lived on it for 12 years, know it well. Where we're going to Manhattan, where a couple, yeah, check this out, an upscale couple stole a mink coat for worth $180,000. You guys hear about this? And the retailer, Jay Mendel? Well, I'm giving the Get Your Shit Together Award both to the couple and Jay Mendel. It's a tie. Why is that? Because check it out. You can see this on the internet, right? This couple goes in there. They're kind of moving around a little bit, and the guy shoves the coat up underneath his shirt or underneath his coat and walks right out the door. I mean, what are you talking about, Jay Mendel? You should have a chair out front where the guard can sit, a la Seinfeld. I mean, even if the guard falls asleep, you need a guard sitting by the front door. You can't just have people walk in and walk out with a $180,000 coat. This is the second time this couple, seen on videotape, stole a coat. They stole another coat recently for $20,000. So this couple, $200,000 worth of coats. They got to get their shit together, but the store has to get their shit together and have a little more security, especially around the holidays. So there you go, guys. Our Get Your Shit Together Award today is a tie between an upscale couple stealing mink coats and Jay Mendel. On that note, let's move over to Top 10 Tuesday, where we're going to give you the top 10 searches on Google for 2014. Here we go. Number one, Robin Williams, the greatest comedian of all time, for sure. Number two is the World Cup. I mean, now everybody knows the difference between soccer and football, right? Number three, Ebola. Just glad you don't have that. Number four is MH370. That's the airline flight, Malaysian Airlines, it went from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. It just vanished, right? Number five is ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge. I mean that was a viral phenomenon. I mean, more popular than Justin Bieber. How about number six, Flappy Bird smartphone application? Talk about more addictive. I mean, that's more addictive than the Howard Stern show, so it seemed. How about number seven, Conchita get worse. I mean, check this out, right? The bearded lady drag queen. I mean, thank God we didn't see her nude photos, right? How about number 8, ISIS? Number 9 was Frozen, the number 1 animated film of all time. I mean, who can't fall in love with a fearless princess? I mean, I wish I could meet a fearless princess, even if she is animated. And number 10 was Sochi, the 2014 Winter Olympics. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. I'm Rich Toll, and remember, dreams do come true, but hey, what do I know?